Good morning, RVA. It's 62 degrees, and you can expect today's weather, and the entire weekend's weather for that matter, to look a lot like yesterday. Expect highs in the mid-80s, tons of sunshine, and lots of folks finding excuses to cut out early for a patio-based happy hour. Beep. Water cooler. Michael Paul Williams tackles this situation between Henrico County School Board and a developer who maybe said they'd pull out of a development if the property was redistricted out of a more affluent school zone. Tap for the MPW thoughts, stay for the Laura Lafayette, CEO of the Richmond Association of Realtors, quotes about how we can shape our school zones to promote racial and economic integration. Here's Debbie Trong's original reporting on the matter. But inequitable schools are ultimately all about inequitable housing, right? The Laura Lafayette awesomeness continues in the RTD with this piece about the first use of the Maggie Walker Community Land Trust. Here's how the trust works. The trust buys a piece of land, which it owns forever and ever. Buyers then lease the land from the trust, but own the house built upon it. Whenever the homeowner sells the house, they must split the proceeds 50-50 with the trust. Homeowners must make 115% or less of the area median income, which is $74,966 for a family of three, to participate. The idea behind this thing is that with the land value subtracted out of the cost of owning a home, homeownership stays more affordable, even as property values in a neighborhood increase. A personal example, in the aprox 10 years we've owned our home, the assessed land value has increased $10,000 and is 23% of the total value, while the assessed value of the house has stayed the same. One final bit of housing stuff before we move on. The NYT has this interactive feature looking at some of America's coastal cities and what happens to them when the sea level rises due to climate change. Go look at what a 6 to 7 foot rise does to Norfolk, and then think about where all those humans will move when their city slips into the ocean. This is a real and not snarky or sarcastic question. How is Richmond preparing to help Virginia's climate refugees? Mayor Stoney named Melvin D. Carter as Richmond's new fire chief. He's an internal hire and has worked as a deputy fire chief since 2009. Don't forget about the Greek festival, okay? RVA Hub has 5 tips, should you need them. I'd add that you can take the number 2 bus out there, avoid parking entirely, and get a bit of a walk-in to burn off some of that cheese and pastry. Here's Matthew Iglesias from Vox on Trump's climate speech yesterday. Quote, he simply has no idea what he's talking about on any subject. Small promotional reminder. I'd like to start a fortnightly-ish newsy interview podcast where I talk to folks in the news about the news. Currently, I need 559 more in monthly pledges to launch this thing. If that sounds like something you'd enjoy, consider chipping in a couple bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. Sports. Squirrels beat the Yard Goats 2-1. They host the Trenton Thunder this weekend, and you can pick up tickets online. Kickers host the Red Bulls 2 this Saturday at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets online for that as well. And Nats pick up a series against Oakland tonight at 10:05 p.m. This morning's long read, why we must build. Affordable housing long reads continue. This piece was linked in yesterday's long read and again looks at how cities and regions can face ever-approaching housing crises. Here's an excerpt. What if we were to take a step back and examine our true hearts for what we really want? I think what a lot of people want is for every neighborhood to become desirable, to be seen as safe for investment, to see new buildings built and new stores open, but we want the lower income communities, the communities of color, to still be there to share the benefit of that change. That is a lot to ask for, but it's not at all impossible. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user Heather on the Go, and is a picture taken from the south side of the river into downtown, and everything in the picture is pink. The buildings are pink, the sky is pink, the river is pink, it's very pink. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.